Petroglyph Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to our third episode of our Petroglyph Podcast series. My name is Kevin, and your community manager, and today we have with us the lead designer of the Star Wars Force of Corruption expansion, Chris Rubier, also known as Delphi, which is his game and forum name. Chris has also been a part of many notable projects, including many titles in the Command & Conquer series as well. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. Just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, I'll bet. Especially with Forces of Corruption coming out in a few months, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're just, right now, we are cranking away at trying to get all those missions done for the game. So we've just been swamped.
Well, maybe we can start out by asking, what is your role here, and what are your primary responsibilities?
Right now, I'm lead designer on the expansion pack, Forces of Corruption. My job basically entails overseeing all the unit design, the story campaigns, new special abilities. I mean, I basically have my hand in every aspect of the project. I'm also overseeing all the multiplayer design and all the new stuff that we're adding personally, because the other guys are kind of tied up now with all the campaign missions. So that's currently what I'm working on.
Good stuff. It's been said that you play a lot of these games online as well, right? You're not just designing them, but you're definitely getting hands-on with the community.
Absolutely. I play, some people can find me online at night under my name, Delphi-PG. But a lot of the times I play anonymously, especially on the ladder, so that it doesn't skew how individuals play. But I mainly do it so I can see balance issues, basically play styles. This way, I have a better understanding of, when people complain or they talk about units being imbalanced, I know firsthand what the issues are, or if there are tactics that they haven't discovered yet that I may have discovered that I could help relay back to them, telling them how they can beat this particular strategy and whatnot. So yeah, I love Empire at War. I love playing the game. And if you see me online, just look for Delphi, give me a private message, and I will be more than happy to lay waste
Sweet.
To you.
All right. Well, obviously you're an RTS gamer, but can you tell us a little bit about how you started gaming, how your interest started with RTS games?
I've been playing games since I was probably 5 years old. I can't even remember when I really started playing, and it's all my dad's fault. But, moving forward in time, I started, I can say, with Herzog's Wii. It was one of my favorite strategy games on the Genesis, and I just played that game day and night relentlessly. I'd even run to my friend's house so we could play split screen on the Genesis, and I just loved it. Then when Dune 2 came out, Dune 2, The Building of a Dynasty, I was hooked day and night. I even called in sick. I played hooky from school just so I could play this game. And that's where it all began. I mean, Dune 2 was the game, and I love strategy gaming with a passion. So
Nice. So how did the love for gaming turn into, your work right now in the industry?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. It's a long story, but I was working during high school. I was working at a video/computer store called Omni Video. And one of our producers here, Ted Morris, or Virtual Ted, was the manager of the store. And, I was still in high school. Ted was going to college at the time. So, I'd worked there right after I graduated high school. I was still working there and going to school part-time. And Ted gave me a call and said, "Hey, we got a QA position over at Westwood." Ted actually had left the store and started working at Westwood a few months back. And so we got a QA position open. Would you like to come down and apply? And of course, I literally dropped everything I was doing at the computer store and ran, just flew up the street to Westwood, which is only a few miles away. The rest is history. I've been working in the industry 12 years, basically right when I graduated from high school.
That's awesome. Awesome. What type of projects did you start with when you got into the industry? And maybe tell me a little bit about each of the projects.
When I first started, I was working on Carinia 2, The Hand of Fate. I was in QA at the time. I've worked on more than 25 titles in my entire career. QA, I left QA. I was going to school at the time for marketing. So I left QA right after Red Alert 1 shipped and moved into Westwood's PR department. And I did that for a few years. Worked on titles like Blade Runner, Lands of Lore. I've seen every Command & Conquer ship. I've worked on every Command & Conquer that we've ever done. PlayStation SKUs, the original. I remember when the original first came into QA, and it was a secret. Only a couple QA guys got to play it. And we worked that GDI Mission 1. Let me tell you, we played that for months because that's all we had. From that, I went into PR. And then in 2000, I started spearheading the community management side of things. I moved out of traditional PR and went into community management. And let me tell you, I had a blast. I loved interacting with the fans, setting up programs and events and contests. And that's actually where my nickname Delphi came from. Delphi is actually one of the secret agent guys from CNC. He was the guy that delivered information. Mm. So I just took on that persona because I was delivering information to the community and getting all those secret tidbits that a lot of the press wasn't getting, that they weren't getting at the time. So, that's the name has stuck ever since then. And then after community management, before Westwood was consolidated into Electronic Arts LA, we were moved in on as a designer on CNC3 many years ago. It was 2002, I think it was. You know, since then, I've worked on General Zero Hour, Battle for Middle Earth, and Empire at War. Now, lead designer on Forces of Corruption. So I could go on and on. I have many stories to tell.
Good stuff. Yeah. I guess everybody's waiting for the Forces of Corruption part of this interview. You want to start talking about some of the stuff that's going to be added? I mean, obviously, you're the lead designer. You're coming up with a lot of these ideas that are going to change how the game's played or different editions.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first off, I mean, we have a brand new faction. We have 40-plus new units to the game. The Underworld is they're very unique. We've designed them to be very powerful, but their units and technology, they're very expensive to buy. Tiber's motto basically is money will buy, money can buy anything as long as you have it. For the game itself, gameplay features, man, where to start? We got a ton of cool stuff.
Maybe you can start by telling us a couple of your favorite units or different units are going to be in it.
Starting in space, I would say one of my favorite units would have to be, it's the Crate Destroyer. Basically, it's a huge gun. The ship has been built around a two-tiered gun. The first shot that you may have seen in the videos fires an ion cannon blast, which literally can drop shields down by 50%. And then it's followed up by a plasma blast, which is a new type of projectile weapon in Star Wars that we've added. And that basically can drain shields to zero, as well as do massive hull damage to capital ships. But the disadvantage to that is the ship's really slow to turn. And it's basically line of sight. So, and fighters can do a number on this ship. So we've added some unique ways to play against this side. In ground combat, one of my favorite units right now is the F9 TZ transport that the Underworld has. It's a cloaking transport. You can load up infantry inside this transport, cloak it so it's invisible to the other side, and move it across the map. The one caveat is it doesn't have weapons, but you can run over infantry with it while cloaked. So it's very cool. You can get your guys to different locations. It's good fun.
It's cool. I should set it up for some pretty cool secret attacks and such behind enemy lines.
It's very different. It's very, it's kind of unnerving because you don't know where this particular type of transport is going to appear. But it's great, though, because we left in when the unit penetrates a shield, you'll actually see the little effect of it moving through the shield. Mm-hmm. So you know right then and there that if you're paying close attention, you're being attacked. So there's a lot of things in the game like that for this third faction that we've built in.
What about corruption? I mean, it's something that's been talked about time and time again, especially at E3. How is that going to affect into the gameplay?
Corruption, it spans all three layers. On the galactic level, basically you corrupt worlds. You gain access, by corrupting worlds, you get access to more cash, basically penetrating the corrupt elements of the planet. You get access to unique trade routes or smuggler routes that allow the Underworld to bypass enemy fleets. And of course, you do have to pay a small bribe fee for these to go past these worlds. The Empire is much easier to bribe than the Rebels, so we have added balance factors in like that. Let's see what else. Corruption gives you access to spy on enemy worlds. So you can actually zoom in to a new mode that we have, which is called our Advanced Base Layout Screen. You can actually see the layout of the enemy base and see their unit placements on the battlefield. In Tactical, we've added a lot of cool new sinister powers. like the ability to leech shields off enemy ships and redirect that energy to your weapons. Tiber has the ability to bribe units in combat. Basically, you can now bribe AT-AT walkers to fight for you.
What about multiplayer elements? Is there going to be additions there as well?
On the multiplayer side, we've added the ability to play mirrored matches now. So players can actually play Empire versus Empire, Rebel versus Rebel, or Underworld versus Underworld. We've also added three-player maps. So you can play Underworld, Rebel, and Empire, or you can play three of the same faction if you wish. And that's for both ground and space. The multiplayer campaign, you'll be able to play the Underworld side, so you can play as the Underworld versus the another Empire or Rebel player. And in Skirmish Tactical, same elements apply, and as well as we've added a lot of new Galactic Conquest campaigns for the players. You know, some planets, some of those missions range from 12 planets all the way up to the 55 worlds we now have in the game.
That's awesome. I'm sure there's a lot of anticipation, obviously. Force of Corruption is looking to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. We are having a blast making this game. It's so much fun. And the new heroes, the new units, they're really unique. And we can't be more excited to be adding a third faction to the game. Which is how, in my opinion, an expansion should be done. You should always add a new faction in every expansion.
So you can be playing online as well, again, for Force of Corruption?
As soon as this game ships, you guys will find me online playing every night, seeing all the balance issues, which there always is. I'm not going to lie. There's always balance issues for when an RTS first ships, but I can guarantee you and I promise you that we will be playing the game and we will be fixing all these balance issues over time. As you may have noticed with Empire at War, we've released patches. We believe in support and quality support, and making sure that the game's updated and fun to play.
Speaking of online games, we actually are running a 2-on-2 internal tournament too within Petroglyph, right?
Yes.
You want to tell me a little bit about your first game that you played?
Oh, the first game is great. I think we played the QA guys. The QAs were really, they play a lot of the games, but they weren't expecting the design team to come out in full force and actually literally dominate them within the first 5 minutes of the game and literally toy with them for the other 20 minutes remaining. So it was an intense game at first, but we've added some new balance changes. So for example, Corvettes are now a Tech 2, and we played with that, and that kind of surprised QA. The QA guys got wasted. That was a lesson learned on their part.
By the way, the 2-on-2 internal tournament, whoever does win out of Petroglyph is probably going to be facing off against two of the best in the community, which we will unveil more details later on.
Yeah, so practice up, guys. I look forward to playing you.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the 1.05 patch that will be coming out.
I receive a lot of complaints about, you know, just using Corvettes at Tech 1 and head-to-head games. So what we've done is we've taken Corvettes and we've moved them to Tech Level 2. So Tech 1, this is in space. And Tech 1's all about the fighters now. It's an entirely different game and a very fun experience. And it really changes up how the game's played online. I really think you guys are going to enjoy it. As well as, you know, we're releasing a new version of the editor, updated bug fixes and whatnot. And we fixed a few gameplay bugs. So again, you know, our commitment to supporting Empire at War.
Would you give any recommendations to people getting started in the industry, maybe, you know, following the QA path, or who people who want to be designers ultimately? How would you recommend they get started, and, you know, what types of things should they do?
If you're going down the design front, QA is a great place to start. It gives you, you know, you learn how games work. QA, basically, you're out there finding bugs. You're finding all the issues with the game. You know, an example of a bug is, or, you know, when you're a QA, it's like, what happens if I take unit one, or I take my infantry unit, I go to put him inside a transport, and the second that unit's about to enter a transport, I activate a special power. What happens? Does it crash the game? That's the type of stuff, you know, that's the type of learnings you get from QA, and when you move into design, it really helps you think about how these units operate, how they work. It really just gives you a broader understanding. It's a great place to start, and it's a great place to get your foot into the door for the industry.
All right, well, that pretty much wraps up the time we have today for this interview. Thank you, Chris, for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedule, obviously, to speak with us.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know, you're going to love Forces of Corruption. We love it. The Third Faction just really kicks butt.
Chris has also done recently done a designer diary also at GameSpot. So if you guys want to check that out, go to the news section at petroglyphgames.com. It's posted up there, so you can check it out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Kevin Yu, Sage King, your community manager, signing out.
See ya.
End of transmission.